The Boston Symphony Orchestra has released a report detailing its economic impact on Massachusetts. It's been a decade of expansion for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which spends each summer at Tanglewood in Lenox.
We commissioned a third party, Stephen Shepherd, who is a professor actually in Berkshire County at Williams College, professor of economics, of course, and we asked him, given the significant increase in activity, not just at Tanglewood, but also with us taking over the Boston Pops 4th of July spectacular, and wanted to get a sense of impact across the Commonwealth.
Mark Volpe is managing director of the BSO.
We were, frankly, pleasantly almost surprised to see that our impact now exceeds over $261 million, which is a pretty big increase since the last time we did this 10 years ago.
A hefty slice of that increase lands in local pockets.
Of that $261 million, over $100 million of it is in Berkshire County.
It's the golden goose. There's no question in my mind about that. It has been for a long time. It's been the core of our cultural revival here in the Berkshires. And it's the 800-pound gorilla. Every analogy you want to come up with, that's what it is.
In the wake of more traditional industry like General Electric vacating the Berkshires, Democratic State Representative Smitty Pignatelli says the creative economy is more important than ever.
What I see lately in the last 5 or 10 years is the infusion of development of world-class hotels. You know, Canyon Ranch, the new Courtyard Marriott in Lenox. Cranwell is ready to spend $80 million to invest in that resort in Lenox as well. So I think we're seeing some huge benefits. Mass Mocha, the equivalent up in North Berkshire, we're seeing a revival up in Northern Berkshire as well.
Volpe says the concert venue attracts fans from near and far.
We bring 350,000 people to Berkshire County every summer, and it's a county of a little bit over 100,000. So I mean, three times the population of the entire county experience Tanglewood.
Pignatelli.
Our challenge is, and has always been, how do we stretch out the season? How do we make it more of a year-round, vibrant economy? I think Tanglewood is trying to do that. Shakespeare and Company is trying to do that. And I think we should be in a position to try to assist them any way we possibly can.
Tanglewood is trying to do that. 80 years after opening, the campus is undergoing some upgrades.
Certainly the four buildings we just put the final piece of steel up, so they're coming along quite nicely. They open up in 2019, will be the home of a new learning institute. Those are the first fully winterized buildings, other than offices, on the Tanglewood campus.
Again, Volpe.
We have the potential, whether we will do 12 months of programming or expand, beyond the 10, 11, 12 weeks we're already there, I know we will be expanding our offering and having activities in the leaf season and other activities. Whether we do 12 months or not, obviously the market will frankly inform.
Performances at Tanglewood start in June. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.